Back in 2013, the city of Tacoma Park, Maryland, started something of a youth vote revolution when it allowed 16- and 17-year-olds to cast ballots in local elections. Last year, Hyattsville, Maryland, followed suit, and now a proposition would bring San Francisco into the fold. Advocates say it starts good civic habits early. Opponents say it's a ploy to skew the electorate with more liberal voters. Sam Harnett from Here Now contributor KQED reports.
If you want an adult take on letting 16 and 17-year-olds vote, skip the adults. Listen to Lindsay Schlax's social studies class.
And we're going to do a discussion in class regarding whether or not...
The class here at Ruth Asawa San Francisco School of the Arts is divided on the issue. Some students have jobs, and they believe that should give them the right to vote. Others say kids would be too easily swayed by their parents or Facebook feeds. Student Sam Trevers... He says San Francisco would be a great test case for youth voting.
Because I think that the youth are very educated and active in politics and social issues.
Youth like Isaac Schott. He's toting a book of Nietzsche's philosophy, and he quotes freely from the Founding Fathers. He opposes Prop F.
Well, I think children very often overestimate their own importance and their own ability. But to the point, in Plato's Republic, one of the principal things it warns against is an excess of democracy.
Impressive argument, says Isaac's teacher, Lindsay Schlax. But she thinks Isaac's ability to reason is proof students like him are ready to vote. Especially in San Francisco, where so many young voters are transplants who came for work.
They arrive here. They don't have necessarily a huge engagement yet with the community. They don't have a history with the community. But our students do.
In San Francisco, Prop F has a lot of support, including from all the school board members. But it was high school kids like Oliver Sungi York who got the ball rolling on Prop F. He says it's really about increasing voter turnout.
The hope is that if we can get students in the habit of voting while they're embedded in their communities, they will become lifelong voters.
That logic has its skeptics, including Vanderbilt College law professor Jenny Diamond Chang. She says back in 1971, when the national voting age was dropped to 18, it only caused a brief spike in turnout. And beware, she says. Letting young people vote had unintended consequences, like providing more justification to prosecute youths like adults.
Lowering the age, voting age, arguably gives young people more representation. It also may jeopardize some of the protections they have precisely because they are young.
Cheng says in the 50s, conservatives wanted to lower the voting age to 18 because young people were conservative. Then in the 60s, it was a liberal cause. Supporters argued that if men could be sent off to fight the war in Vietnam at 18, they should have the right to vote. Today, young people still trend liberal, and critics say the real motive of Prop F is to skew the electorate.
Yes, it's very likely that there's a political agenda here.
Claremont McKenna political science professor Jack Pitney is a vocal opponent of youth voting.
My son would want to vote. He would also like ice cream for breakfast.
You can volunteer for the campaign and go door to door.
Students here in Lindsay Schlax's class want to do way more with their votes than order ice cream. Many hope Proposition F passes, but it's not up to them. They aren't old enough to cast a ballot. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett in San Francisco.